And now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, and of course, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin. Rock God is out a little ill today, but thanks to him and Corey for manning the fort for me last Sunday and yesterday, so I go out and
field research.
Get a little field. Well, it's a different kind of field research, right? Having fun down in Mexico.
Still in touch with the ocean.
Got to be in. You know what? Ron Lane says it. He calls surfing the fountain of youth, and it truly is. And I hope I can do it. You know, I'm 69 now. He's 73.
Incredible.
He's turning 73. In fact, tomorrow. I think. Happy birthday, Ron.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Ron. But I hope I can continue to do it for a long time because it truly is a great feeling to be able to still be able to get out there
with the younger
people, right?
Right?
Yeah, for sure. And but, boy, we have great guests here and having a good time.
We are. And having Cal and Eric Sheets in here from Cal's Custom Reels. A lot of fun. And I'm not the big fish dude, right? But listen to all this and all the cool stories, and from the Azores to the Player Supreme and the real maintenance and everything is all so interesting. If you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. As always, you can text us via the app, comes to us, and both Pete and I will get that. Or you can call us, 213-432-1090, giving away two cool prizes, a $100 certificate for Cal's Custom Service. And the second one, very, very different to Let's Talk Hookup and really cool, $100 certificate to Michael Seawald's gallery at seawald.com. And just a really cool thing. And he's got all the photos on there and 120 different photos you can choose from. And it's a $100 certificate going to that. And can't wait to get home and check that out. It's seawald.com.
Super cool website and beautiful photography from all over the world.
And I'll spell it just in case. It's C like the ocean and WALD.com. All one word. Seawald.
Yeah. Check it out. Super cool guy and very big Let's Talk Hookup fan. And he just said, hey, I want to do, you guys have entertained me over the years. He said, I want to do something for your listeners and you guys. And so thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
He's a nice guy.
Michael Seawald. Definitely. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cullen from San Diego. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Wanted to hear about a recommendation that you guys might have for bearing oil or a brand of real grease.
Oh, you're asking the right guys.
Well, the bearing oil, we do use a bearing oil that a manufacturer makes just for me to put into the bearings. The grease, yes, we feel that our Cal's grease is an extremely good grease for heavy duty fishing. We do make two viscosities. One is the tan, which is 90% of it, but we do have our purple, which is a much lighter viscosity for the smaller reels and stuff like that. They're both the same actual materials, just different viscosity, and we've had very, very good luck with it. We have several major manufacturers who do use it, and it's actually distributed all over the world for us now.
Now, where do you get it? Can you buy it at tackle stores?
A lot of tackle stores have it online, though. Smooth Drag or go on our website. Eric has it. All the different.
I have links to all the different people that have it there.
Okay.
And Okuma sells it and several different.
What's your website?
Cals2speed.com.
Cals2 with number 2?
Yes, the number 2.
The number 2 speed.com.
Which was the original name.
I know,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Once you got that, you kind of have to stay with it.
Kind of, sort of.
So, yes. So what about oil? I mean, do you recommend oil?
I really don't have a particular brand of oil. Any one of your good oils and your bearings, it will do what you want to do. The grease, you can put grease in your load bearings, but not in your spool bearings. You do want to use the oil in your spool bearings.
Okay, so I don't grease anything except the tranks. I put a little drop of the oil in the little knob,
Pete,
or something like that.
I take a light oil.
Yeah.
I open them up before every trip.
Yeah.
And I put.
You've already lost Pete when you said you opened them up.
Yeah, I know.
Open up what?
And I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
Yeah.
But I
open up the little tightening knob.
I do is take the spool out a little bit.
A couple
drops of oil. But I don't take it out all the way.
Okay.
I run it down the shaft to go to that bearing. I run it.
So do you run grease or oil?
Oil.
No.
Okay.
So you run oil on that. So on the shaft.
Well,
the shaft.
In my small little reel.
In his small reels, a little bit of oil. You don't really, as long as you have a little bit of lubrication on your gears, that's all you need, especially if he's doing it a lot.
Over-lube it, right?
Well, not over-oil it, because the oil's just going to throw out and run out.
Okay.
So, yes, if you get too much in there, you'll feel it coming out all over and you have to wipe it off.
But surfishing.
Yeah.
Surfishing, it's mandatory.
Yes. In fact, we do have a lot of guys back east that do the wading, fishing, stuff like that. Where they say their reels down in the water as much as anything when they do stuff like so they do, but they do know that when they get done with every trip they come back and they strip them apart and clean them because things are going to corrode. Stainless is stainless. Stain proof.
Like weedless. Just snag less.
Yes.
Snag less.
Yeah. Weedless.
But oil in your smaller reels is probably all you need because
take the side plate off.
And you can even lube your gears a little bit with oil, your bearings. Your bearings will hold up a lot longer if you do lube them. But
what do you use grease on?
On the gears and all that and on the drags.
Okay. So how do you apply drags. If somebody wants to do that, how
very lightly with a brush on the drag washers. The biggest problem with greasing drag washers is that if you do not clean them first and you take and put new grease on top of the older grease that's now become contaminated with the carbon, most reels are carbon fiber drag material, that carbon fiber will wear off, break off in little teeny pieces.
Create almost a dust in it.
Have grease, so now you put fresh grease in there, and now you have a lapping compound. And it wears everything much faster. If you're going to lube your drags, which we highly recommend, take them out and clean them really good. You can use brake fluid, brake cleaner, any kind of thing, and then dry them, let them dry good, stuff like that, and then re-grease them. They'll last a lot longer.
And how do you grease them?
Just take a little brush. Finger, anything. Just rub it on your drags and rub it, let it in.
Rub it in.
You're actually maybe even a little better to do it one night and put them in the next morning so it has a chance to soak in a little bit. Because an oil has a base and a grease is a base and an oil combination. So a little bit of that oil will soak inside. Then you can put a little bit more on the outside. If you over grease it, all it will do is shove it, squeeze it out anyway, as long as it doesn't get into any of the areas where it slows your spool down.
But is this stuff that you offer in your servicing, though?
Oh, I do it on every reel.
Yeah, right.
So when we get a reel in,
Pete, why not just send them in?
Absolutely.
We take the drag washer off. I have a biodegradable degreasing tank that I actually soak them in and wash them so that they are really clean.
Done properly.
And then we actually take the drag washer after it's cleaned and we put it in an oven and heat it up to make sure we get rid of everything. Then we lube them.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure. Well, hey, Mike Love's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Mikey.
Just what a great trip it sounded like you guys had last week. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, for doing a great show yesterday and doing all the good things to take kids fishing with you and Frank.
We had a fun time doing the show. Appreciate you having us. And I wanted to remind everybody that Tim Baker stayed very busy yesterday selling raffle tickets, and I'd like to keep him busy the rest of today. We still have the off. limited edition Rollo knife that we're giving away when people buy 15 of the annual grand raffle tickets, which has a long list of some fabulous prizes on it. You buy 15 of those tickets, and when Tim sends out that information to you, he'll send you one of those Kershaw knives. And they're going well. Guys seem to like them. And just want to remind everybody that they can call Tim at 951-264-7382 or send him an email, win@rollokids.org. He just needs a name and telephone number, and he'll get back to you and get you the tickets that you want. I also want to remind you that we're getting at the end of the year here. Friends of Rollo is a 501c3 nonprofit educational organization, and any donation is tax deductible. So if you want to get involved in that, please go to our website at rollokids.org, and all the information's right there under the donation link. But if you'll give Tim a call, 951-264-7382, get yourself one of these nice Kershaw knives and 15 of the grand raffle tickets.
Yeah, and you know, you've got a good point. You had a good year, you made some money, you need a little tax relief. 501c3 corporation, make a donation, just a straight donation to Rollo to take more kids fishing. So you make a $1,000 donation to Rollo, how many kids are you going to take fishing?
Well, you're at $75 now per kid, and so what I was thinking was on this knife promotion, if you buy into this, you're funding two more kids to go on trips. So kind of look at it that way. But it's $75 per kid, and that is an average over the course of the year. So it's not hard to figure out how much we got to raise to keep all these kids out on their first ocean fishing trip.
Do it now and let Uncle Sam pay for part of it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, so again, the special deal, limited edition Kershaw Rollo logo knife.
Which is badass.
I have one right here. They're really super cool.
So cool.
Yeah. And so you buy 15 raffle tickets, $150, right?
Yes.
And you not only get in for all the raffle prizes, but you also get this limited edition knife. So how do we do it? Once again, give us Tim's information.
Well, you called 951-64-7382. And if Tim doesn't pick up, just leave your name and telephone number. Please do it slowly and clearly so he can get back to you. Or send him an email, win@rollokids.org. And again, just a name and phone number is all he needs, and he'll know to call you back. And he'll get you the tickets that you want. And we had guys yesterday buying multiples of this. So they're using the knives, obviously, to give away as Christmas gifts. And some of the guys giving away raffle tickets as Christmas gifts. And like I regularly say, the kids win with every single ticket we sell.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, thanks. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate your hard work to take kids fishing. No nobler of a cause than that, in my opinion, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. We'll talk to you real soon. Corey, you have a good
thanks,
time,
sir.
Huh?
Yes, I do. And something I wanted to mention that we talked about yesterday,
yeah.
It was really cool, and Mike mentioned it. If you have a reel and you're like, I can sell it on eBay. Mike mentioned this yesterday, and it's, you know, it might be worth $300 or $400, and you are more interested in the financial value. He mentioned take it in to Rick at Fisherman's Landing, and he'll write you a legit receipt for what it's worth, so you can write that up.
Write that up.
Right? Yeah.
So there's another way
it's
to do it.
It's a donation.
Yeah.
501c3.
There it is.
Go.
You have a couple reels laying around? You might want to.
I got a lot of reels laying around.
Yeah, we all do, right? So what a great deal. It's the end of the year. Tax, people thinking about taxes.
I was just thinking of another way to do it. You know, and that'll go to their
the used tackle sale.
The used tackle sale, which is at Day of the Docks.
Day of the Docks.
So the text. Here it is. And I saw this from at least a dozen people. And they want to know all about the Azores. Good morning. Can you have Eric and Cal speak on the invited Anthony trip from the Bad Company to fish for giant marlin at the Azores? What a trip. And this particular one came from Tommy P., but there was a bunch of them.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We talked about it earlier.
We talked about it earlier.
Tommy P must have been sleeping in or something.
I know.
We stayed on their 150. That's where their accommodation.
That's the little boat, right?
Yeah. They have the 142 or 146.
Which is the new one?
The new one is the 175.
175, yeah.
But the accommodations were absolutely fantastic. The crew. It was fantastic. I mean, they literally, as soon as you were on the boat, if you hadn't met them, they came right up to you, introduced themselves to you, asked you if you needed anything immediately. One of the things that it was with me, it was very nice because I do not have great balance anymore at my age. And it was just a plank that you walked on and off the boat with. The skipper of the big boat saw me a little worried coming on. He came right down, stood on the plank, put your arm on my shoulder, boom, walked on. He was there every morning and every night to make sure I could get on and off the boat comfortably.
Nice.
We fished on we had meals every day. We had a breakfast every day, and then there was lunches on the boat, and then we had dinner every night on the 150. We would go out in the morning at around 7 o'clock. Anthony was the fisherman. We had quite a few strikes during the different days, but the fish were not aggressive this year. They said it was just they would meter them. They just didn't want
just
to come
full.
Up. Yeah, and the temperature, the water temperature was four to five degrees.
Up about 4 degrees, yeah, this year.
And so they're
higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher.
So that's why they thought. So we ended up. We were out from 7 o'clock in the morning till we got in as late as 8 o'clock in the evening.
Ooh.
But when we would get in. We'd go over to the big boat, walk onto the big boat, and there was two young ladies there. One had a tray of cold, wet towels to wipe yourself off, and the other one had a tray of the cocktail of the day. And so you would sit down with Anthony. They had a little wood chairs and a little wood stool there, and the table there, and there were hot hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought the RP was luxurious.
And then we'd go get our shower and then meet for dinner. It was very exciting.
What?
And good.
I want to know what you guys troll. Like what?
They troll huge lures.
Like,
it's all trolling.
Like how huge?
Like pusher heads or like that kind of?
I saw a head that I would say was 4 inches in diameter.
Holy mackerel.
And
that creates some
six
commotion.
Or 8 inches long.
Wow.
I mean, the head.
Yeah.
The whole thing was 18 inches long.
Wow.
Oh.
They had stuff like that. And they had some a little bit smaller, but most of the time they were big.
Wow.
And the one day, the fact it was the last day of fishing, we only had about 2 hours left, we got a hookup. And I'm glad that I did not get up out of the couch where I was really quick. Because Anthony is out that door so fast.
He knocked you right over.
I mean, and the crew knew exactly what to do. The rod that was being bit, they didn't touch. Anthony takes his own rod out of the holder, gets himself into the chair, gets himself strapped in, and once he gets strapped in, he really sets that hook hard, and I'm going to say he was probably right off the bat in the 40 to 50 pounds of drag range.
Man.
Right off the bat.
Wow.
I didn't watch the lever, but I do know as soon as they got it up, within 8 minutes, they had the leader by hand. The fish was still pretty hot.
And these are all blue marlin.
These are all blue marlin.
Yeah.
The fish was pretty hot. Pulled the line out of the crew member let the line go because it was still hot. And I looked down then, and Anthony was at full.
He was pegged at full with just 76 pounds of the drag.
Oh,
right.
And he's
crazy.
Lifted. He's literally lifted out of the chair, so he's standing up. And that was what. We were there to try to see how he...
Is he strapped into the chair?
He's got a harness,
yeah.
And then that's... Yeah, they got
attached
a strap
to the chair.
Chair
Otherwise,
so
he might have been yanked right over the side.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he's up, standing up, and this was what we were there to try to see. I looked over because he said he had to, the way he fishes, he has to keep moving his right leg every time the handle gets down there so he can turn the handle. And we were thinking about moving the handle one direction so it would get back to him closer. But then as soon as I saw what the problem really was...
Yeah, the second we both saw it, we said, oh my gosh, we're going the wrong way.
We rotated it
the opposite way, counterclockwise, and it actually...
It raised the handle up 2 inches.
It solved the problem.
And he now can stand up with both legs, doesn't have to spread his right leg out so he can keep... And he literally is... standing up, and he clears his leg with the handle now.
Wow, because you customized the reel.
He did one that they tested in Madagascar, and I guess he caught quite a few fish on it. He said solved all that problem.
Yeah.
We just, Leslie just picked up 5 more yesterday that we've rotated, and we're going
to... customize all this stuff for him.
Yeah.
So he wanted you on the boat to really see
what his problem was.
What we wanted to see is how it's working.
Well, that's a nice invitation.
Right?
Yes.
Now, from my point of view, here was what I did for several days, too. I just sat up top, and can you imagine the teacher of me just sitting with Steve Lasley, and he's showing the meter and how you read this.
Yeah.
And how you do it. We sat up there, and we just talked, and, you know,
he's such a great guy.
Have been just asking all the questions left and right and everything else like that, and he was amazing.
That guy has spent more time on the water in his life.
Right?
So knowledgeable. Than 10 of us.
Oh, yeah.
And he's willing to tell people.
Share it all.
Yeah, share it all.
Well, hey, let's find out with that fishdope.com report what's going on.
Talk about sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. From the realty world, I'm sure you'll share some stuff, too. It's Yousef Husseini with the fishdope.com report, the angler's realtor himself. Good morning.
Yeah, and that report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing from your local or long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. Same-day capacity is unbelievable and unparalleled. Check out their new location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com. Make your reservations today on your trip. Good morning, the angler's realtor, Yousef Husseini.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Great.
Good, good. Great show. All right. Well, we're getting into full swing winter fishing here. We have squid everywhere. I mean, pretty much every island is covered up. We don't have a ton of info as far as yellowtail, sea bass, or halibut, just because the weather's been so bad the past few days. Santa Monica, the bite has slowed down on bass, but down south of there near Oceanside, it's really picked up. We do have a good chunk of squid down south here in San Diego, just off of Black's Beach right now, kind of all you can get. And as far as we know, the bite over in La Jolla is still going fairly decent. It's definitely not a banger bite or anything. You know, it's here and there, but go get some squid and hopefully you can get into some of those critters. This past week also, the deeper water rockfish fishing has been better. For sure, there's been some big lings caught down on the 9 mile bank and a little bit deeper of water, as well as some bigger red rockfish. There is a little bit of a bass bite down near the northwest corner, as well. Tuna pretty much have vaporized from the Tanner and the Cortez. We haven't had word in a couple weeks now on anything. Even when we did, it was like 15 pound yellows and 25 pound bluefin. What is still down there is those yellowfin and bluefin that are just north of the Ranger Bank, and apparently it's still really good fishing down there if you can get on a 3-plus-day boat. You got a good shot at going down catching some of those bigger tunas in the winter.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Isn't too far away, really.
So get on one of the long range boats.
I know 3-day on the Player Supreme. I mean, they just had close to 90 of those yellowfin.
Yeah,
on a 3-day.
And I know there's some after Christmas trips on the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, and maybe the Player Supreme that have space available. That's the place to go, right, Yousef?
That is, man. We don't have this close of fishing really in the winter. That's this good. You know, it's a good time to go if you're going to jump on a a semi-long-range boat. Now's the time.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, what's going on in the realtory end of the year? People need to buy property. What do you think?
It's starting to happen, yeah. It's getting a little bit better. It's picking up for sure. We've had, for the second year in a row, kind of our normal season, which we didn't have for years and years and years. You know, you get a little more inventory, things start going back to normal, and people start making decisions again instead of reactions. And I think that's just what's happening, you know. We'll get back to a normal market here, and things will move slowly, and people can actually buy houses and not, you know, chasing down the road when the rates get low.
There you go. All right. And how do we get a hold of if we want more information on all that?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media, at Cal Realty. And you can get me on my website at SoCalHomeEval.com, and that'll get you a home evaluation just by typing in your address.
That sounds pretty darn simple.
Yeah. Thanks, Joseph. Yes, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Don't forget, of course, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. What a great Christmas gift. Get a Christmas certificate from fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW for the new member, and you're in there for a great they'll think of you every day for a year.
You know what, Pete?
That, huh?
If you go fishing with a buddy a few times a year, what better gift?
Fishdope membership. Yeah,
right?
Hey,
I mean, you're spending more twice that in fuel.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just do something nice for your buddy?
Go right to the spot.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right, and it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, and longevity and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check NorskLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine in both Anaheim and Lakeside down here in San Diego. Norsk Lithium. Batteries.com.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, we're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup more from Cal and Eric. All this cool stuff when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mind Your 1090 ESPN Radio and that
Sports Grid.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Sports
YouTube
Grid
and Facebook right Live.
Thank you.
All right.
Gray hair showing.
All right.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence. Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom C-Deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified C-Deck fabricator and installer. C-Deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. C-Deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean C-Deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water. But never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun in studio with these boys.
Yes, indeed.
Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Reels.
Yeah, and I have a great text here, and it's from Jeff in Huntington Beach. Good morning, guys. Awesome show to show the support of the Sheets family business, and I'll be sending a few reels over very soon. Question is for the guys, fine-tuned of any high-speed jigging reels like a Maxell or any other brand. Do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking, that was a discussion off the last trip that that I just got off of. I caught a nice big fish, 200 pounds or more, on one of those reels, and it was actually easier than I thought to do it, but it became the discussion of, well, maybe they're going to get a reel or two of theirs in there, so we can look at them and just kind of see if there's something that we can do. We just, at this point, we just don't know, and typically we're pretty busy, so we're not taking on a ton of new models or anything else like that. But yeah, I mean, if somebody wanted to send theirs in, and it probably won't be super quick to get it done, but we'll definitely look at it. But now's the time because.
So what would you do to it though?
We don't know. Yeah, I haven't gone through it yet. You have to look for weak points and everything else like that, and try to see. Okay, we got to make it worth a while. We're not just going to work on it just for the heck of it type of thing. Yeah, we got to find spots that we can be able to help it.
Yeah. For like the Shimano Osea jigger, like those things are amazing, super powerful, big gears. They're pretty smooth, but I imagine you could make them even smoother.
Well, you know, also we need the customer's input. That's one of the big things. We need to know, well, can you get it to do this, or can you do, you know, what
we need function input. And purpose.
You know, we need input from them for what they would like to try to get out of the reel, so that we know what to look for. We're, you know, the customer is the person who is buying the reel, paying for the work. We need to know what he wants out of it, because if we can't get it, we'd prefer telling him, sorry, we just can't do that, and, you know, just get it serviced by a normal service company. But that's the thing. We need to know from them what they're looking for.
You're the creative one. You know how to create and recreate and design and shift stuff around to make things happen, but you have to have the understanding of what the customer
wants. We have to solve a problem. We don't look for all of that. I mean, that's why typically when somebody comes out with a new reel, I swear the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, we're getting the phone calls, emails, everything. Hey, do you already work on that one, or what's the improvements to that?
Yeah.
And then I usually answer, well, have you fished it? Fish it. Let me know where you think it can be improved, and we'll see if we can do that part of it. You know, a reel may be, you know, brand new and have plenty of drag power, but guess what? It just doesn't spin very good.
Right.
You know, and so that's where we're looking to improve it there. Or, yeah, it spins good and everything else like that, but guess what? Just doesn't quite get enough drag for what somebody's looking for. And so that's where we go back in.
That's why you call it Cal's Custom Reel.
Right.
For sure. Custom.
That's where the creativity comes in.
Yeah. Let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Jim Cone from Morro Bay? Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I love fishing my Shimano Talica 10 2-speed for your, you know, smaller to medium braid yellowfin tuna or bluefin tuna. Our last trip I was on, we got into some of those bigger 70 to 90 plus yellowfin tuna, and pretty much kicked my butt.
I understand.
I thought,
you can relate.
I I was on my Pelican 10, and I was on it for an hour and a half. And the gear ratio is 6-to-1 and 4-to-1. And in low gear, I mean, I got up the surface 3 or 4 times, and I just could not get the handle to turn. And one of the captains said, or one of the deckhands said, maybe it's your rod. It's not, you know, doesn't have a backbone. But my question is, so can I get a lower gear on that? And what's the turnaround time to get that serviced?
Well, right now, we honestly do not make a lower low gear for that smaller reel. Yes, we do for the Talica 12s and 16s. We do make a lower low gear, and it is quite helpful. The 10, you're just going undergunned. You know, that's, and for us, for you and for us to spend the amount of money it costs.
Love that reel, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's a sweet reel. Yeah. But yes, yeah, if smaller. It was like 3-to-1 on the low gear or something like that, it might make a big difference. But there's just the cost of designing a set of gears and everything else is not cheap.
Yeah.
And so I have to make quite a few sets each time that I make them. And so it just really is not something that enough people ask for. That I can agree with you. I know exactly what you're talking about because I fish a lot of small reels like that.
And
now,
that's pretty much the top end of what that reel can do, I would say. You know, that, you know, like Pete had said, the 16 is one of his favorite reels, and obviously that one totally can handle the job, but it's a bigger reel. Everybody, I mean, right, not everybody, but most
I've
people
caught
want
a
to
lot
fish
of fish on that 10, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
A lot of fish.
Yeah, but once you start getting near that 100-pound mark, which everybody was talking about it.
Yeah. Gear up. Go to the 12
and 16. The spool diameter is so small with that.
Yeah.
And
the new 12 and 16?
We have worked on some of those, yeah.
Those things are, I mean, it's like we said in the ad, it's hard to improve in perfection, but they did it. It's amazing. Yeah, they are amazing.
So we definitely can try to improve them even more. That's where, again, we just want guys' input. Go fish them and let us know what parts you think we can improve. And
yeah,
stuff.
For sure.
That's a good one. Our lead time is about mid-March right now.
And then showtime, you guys will be at the PCS show?
We will be at the PCS show. That's one of the only shows that we're scheduled to do, maybe Day at the Docks or something like that.
Yeah.
But definitely the PCS show, we will be there. We will have all kinds of
different
specials and stuff like that, because we'll bring reels that are all tricked out and ready to go, and we even have them at the shop right now. So if somebody's looking for a Christmas gift or anything else like that.
If you want to have your reel serviced, maybe get them in a little sooner.
I would say so. I mean, now's the time.
Because if you wait till March, you're probably not getting them till summer.
Who knows? Yeah, summer.
September. Yeah. Not even summer, right?
Last year in March, we were already out 5 months.
Wow. Incredible.
There's only the two of us.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. There's a third working some. A grandson is now working part-time from his other job.
Yeah. Is that where 3 sheets to the wind comes from?
Sometimes even four.
We have had all four of them.
Corey, you have a great text, huh?
I do, and I want to mention this because I made a mistake and called it C-S-E-A.
Yes, I had the same one.
It's actually S-E-E.
So read his whole text.
Yeah, well, happy to be a sponsor and a listener for many years, as you stated. One little correction, he says, that name is not spelled like C at the ocean. It's C-S-E-E, and
it's not S-E-A, S-E-E-W-A-L-D. It's S-E-E-W-A-L-D. He says he looks forward to people winning my art, and he says half of the sales, they're going to donate to Rollo Kids.
How cool is that,
huh? Seawalls.com. S-E-E-W-A-L-D.
I want to qualify for that.
Right? So
I know.
That's pretty. And Michael, thank you for that.
Awesome.
Thanks for your generosity, too. And he just stated it's just his way to give back.
From his heart.
Yeah, for sure. Fantastic. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Darren? Darren calling from Menifee. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Corey.
Good morning.
Yeah, definitely. 2 questions for Eric and Cal. I have a new Akuma Citrix low profile reel. It's got good drag. Can I get a bigger power handle put on it? Because it's got 2 small little handles. And also, I dropped it in the bay yesterday catching a sand bass. Got it back. but it was underwater for about 10 seconds. How can I clean that up, or should I take it in to get serviced?
Yeah, you definitely need to take that in and get it serviced. It most likely has shielded bearings in there, but not sealed. So most likely the water is going to get in and out of that. If you do that sooner than later, you can probably save those bearings. Now, as far as upgrading that reel, I believe it's a bait cast or a low profit. The only reels that we're working on are the big lever drag. So
we don't work on Star Drags.
We don't work on Star Drags. No.
Yeah, so. Wes is the person.
Yeah.
In
go
fact,
to Ken's.
Our own Star Drag reels go to Wes.
Go to Wes. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. And of course, Dana Landing has great guys.
Yes.
And of course,
go see your local tackle shop.
And Fisherman's Landing. Yeah. They have fantastic.
There's a lot of Vince quality people working on reels. There's a huge amount of fishing reels around.
If we actually handle those, I probably would be saying we're about a year behind.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, it's just the amount of reels that are out there, and they're, that's...
No Star Drag reels.
No.
Period.
No.
Thanks for the call this morning. Hey, Sean in Oceanside has an interesting question. I'm learning a lot and enjoying the show, as always. I have two Trinidad 16s, an older gold one and a newer silver one. I picked, which would be the Trinidad A, which is a great reel, right? I picked up both used, and I'm looking to sell one of them to put toward a Talica 16. Is there a reason to sell the newer one or sell the older one?
It's
a good question.
Because
they're both great reels.
So the old ones are highly sought after. The only thing that I see that's negative about it is it's sometimes hard to find parts for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we had this discussion trip I was on, and one of the other gentlemen that I was talking to, he goes, that's why he sold his. He said, it works great. But that's the only reason that he sold his older one. And I know, like, back when COVID was happening and stuff like that, we had a gold one like that, and we sold it on eBay. And you'd be surprised of how much you can get for that stuff.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. You have a good one, huh?
Well, I do, but it's more directed to you. Would you like it?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's do it. It comes from Reggie in Camarillo. And Reggie says,
great guy.
Yeah, right? Good morning, Pete. Can you please go over the radio station change again? Besides the app, how would you suggest that those living in L.A. listen to the show?
Okay, yeah. So we announced earlier in the show that we're making a move starting January 4th. Back to 97.3 The Fan, which is the home of the Padres, Odyssey Station and the big network and its big corporation, huge move up for us. And basically the reason for the move is we want to expand our listener base, right? Being on this current area that we're on, we just don't feel we're getting expansion on our listener base. And we're grateful for all the regular listeners, but we need new people. So many people are into Major League Baseball now. So many people are into the Padres, the Dodgers, and everything. This is the home of the Padres. They're a huge station now compared to when we used to be there. They're quadruple 10 times the size that they used to be as far as our audience popularity. So it'll bring a lot of new people to us. So for those of you that are in L.A. and Orange County, Dodger fans or whatever, and you don't want to listen on the Padres station, I totally understand. Go to the Let's Talk Hookup app. The app is always going to be there. We're going to have a new streaming service on the app. And then also you can also listen on the Odyssey app too if you want. But the best way to listen is going to be to all 4 hours is going to be on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And
super easy.
And then, of course, YouTube and Facebook Live. We're there around the world on YouTube and Facebook Live.
There we go.
Yeah, you watch it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you have to watch us all the time. You can listen, though, right?
I know, right?
Yeah, you see what's going on. It's kind of fun to see, the people and the logos roll in the background. And when the boats
are... Face of radio.
And then we have the outdoor camera occasionally that we pop in when it's busy, like the XLs in port right now. We have popped in and out on the XL. But that's going to be it, Reggie. So your best source is going to be the Let's Talk Hookup app or YouTube and Facebook Live. That's starting January 4th.
And 97.3 The Fan is an FM station. That sounds great, but it only goes to about
San Juan Cup.
San Juan Cup.
Yeah. So, and they also have the Odyssey app. But definitely the Let's Talk Hookup app is going to be a best source. And then, of course, our archives. On our, you can listen on our letstalkhookup.com on the website, and then you can listen to the archives and all that stuff. So
yeah, simple.
That's coming up soon. But, again, want to thank the great people at Sports Grid for hosting us for all these months, and then, of course, Andres for having us on 1090. It was just a move that I felt was necessary to expand and better for our sponsors and better for the future for the
JP
show.
Has been so awesome.
JP's the best, man. He's
the man.
He's been a man for
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
All right. You know who would be a great guest for you to have?
Who?
You speaking of Padres, Don Arcillo.
Oh,
way into fishing.
I took him fishing one time.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don's
yeah,
a super good
fishing.
Guy.
I'm sure
he's
he would
great.
Love this, and he's just
I
he's,
think
he's,
that's a great idea.
He's right around here.
Yeah.
I catch it every once in a while
right.
while listening.
Yeah.
He talks about fishing spotties.
Right?
Yeah,
he
in
does.
The back
bin. No,
Don's
he
a
does.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I have a great text here, and it's a little lengthy, but I'm going to read it anyway. It's from Paul in Fountain Valley. It says, Pete, Corey, Cal, I'm a longtime listener and a longtime user of Cal and Eric to work on my reels. As a matter of fact, I have two Pan Internationals that Cal and Eric have breathed on. Can you believe that? They blueprinted and the extra low gears put in. Filled with Spectra over years, I've caught numerous yellowfin over 200 pounds with them and bluefin bite, the two bluefin just under 200 pounds in the last couple of years. My question for Cal and Eric is, with those reels, if I bring them in for service, what do you do to them? How much? And also, would you recommend a 10 fathom 40 narrow, 40 and I'm assuming that's narrow, one that came originally as they came out? Thanks again for a great show. Way too much information. He says, I called Tim at Rollo Kids yesterday and bought $150 worth of tickets, and Tim already responded with a text and sending me him the knife. So,
how cool.
Good for you, Paul.
Well, let me see if I can get through that quickly because I know we're running out of time
yes.
here. But so the fathoms, yes, that's a good reel for that. The old one to the new one, we can get a little bit more drag out of each one of those and you'll be fine. And that's been really good, especially for the late sinker rigs or a late afternoon sinker rigs and stuff like that that you would use for the bluefin. Now, as far as having us go through and service those reels that we had two-speeded and done all that years ago, we definitely can do that. We bring it up to how we're doing them now. Over the years, we've just tried to just improve like everybody else, right?
Sure.
So we bring them up to how we're doing them now, and we could service them and modify them and get them up to speed for what he wants there. And then as far as the calling the you know, Tim at Raleigh, yeah, that's great.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do that again. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Send an email to him. It's probably the easiest. The Tim, win@rollokids.org. win@rollokids.org. Send him an email. Say you want to buy the tickets, get that Kershaw knife, and make a donation before the end of the year comes.
That Kershaw knife is pretty darn
cool.
It's pretty $110,
nice. Yeah.
$110 value
yeah.
for your $150
yeah.
donation.
Yeah, and then we also talked about the fact that, you know, 501c3 corporation, you have made had a good year, you need to make a donation, get a little tax benefit. Go to rollokids.org, and there's a donate button on the top, and you just click donate. Donate what you can. Every $75 you donate will take a kid fishing. So and let Uncle Sam pay
right.
part of it as we go toward the
I
end
agree
of the
with
year.
You.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do I have to declare that $110 knife when I donate the $150?
I don't know what knife you're talking
I don't
about.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
You need
Corey.
To give it away. Give it to me. So
yeah.
You don't want it. See, there we go. And then.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. I actually do want to give a shout-out to Benny Seacrest and the Owl Sports Bar were listening to
All
us
right.
out on the water catching
hey,
fish.
Benny and Al.
Sent some pictures
All
of
right.
some calicas. Hey,
oh,
we're going to be right
cool.
back. We're going to find out who's won this $100 Seawald certificate and $100 Cal's Custom Reel certificate. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Santa Claus is arriving early.
Arrived early.
Christmas spirits in the house. And both winners today are going to win a $100 certificate, two Cal's Custom Reels, and $100 to Seawald.com. That's SEEWALD.com.
Yeah. And thanks to Michael and thanks to Cal and Eric for that.
So cool.
I mean, they just said, hey, come on. It's Christmas,
right?
Man. Let's do it for both of them.
So our texter, DJ from San Diego, is winning both. And caller today, Jim from Morro Bay.
All right. Congratulations. And guys, if somebody wants a reel worked on, they better get on it, right? Oh, and, of course, lever drags only.
Yeah, yeah. Now's the time to get them in for the season coming up. Phone number is 626-357-4441 or cals2speed.com using the number 2. I mean, shoot, we've had people just Google Cal Sheets.
You're easy to
get
find.
A hold of us, right?
Yeah. And the website?
Cals2speed.com.
With the number 2.
With the number 2.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And if you need something for Christmas, we do have quite a few reels in stock.
Oh, do you? In stock that have been worked on by you guys?
Mostly fathoms of the small, from the 15XNs through the 60s. We've got them in stock, tricked out, ready to go.
Really?
Those are brand new in the box.
Brand new in the box, ready to go.
Some internationals, some Okumas, different stuff like that.
That have been worked on by you.
Yep.
And you don't have to wait till March.
They're ready to go.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks to JP for manning the phone and the board today. JP, you're the best. We appreciate you very much. And thanks, Corey, for stepping in last minute there for the ailing Rick. And we're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a couple great shows. But I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our listeners out there. Thank you for the callers, the texters. You're what make it happen. And we will continue that, even our big move starting January 4th, to follow us there. And, of course, Adam, on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We had a little issue on the app this morning. We're going to get that all created and credited and posted as soon as possible here this morning. We'll get that up for you. And next Saturday and Sunday, great couple of shows coming up next Saturday. Bodan from Two Fish Jigs. I'll bet Brandon and who knows, maybe their other partner might
come
in too. Yeah, for sure.
And if you missed last week's show with Brandon, myself, and Rick, go to the app.
Oh, that was such a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys did a great job.
I love being around Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon's a wealth of knowledge and stuff. So that's going to be a great show talking surface iron, jigging, and stuff like that. The next Sunday, 1 week from today.
Sorry,
the big
1 week.
Christmas spectacular. Corey will be back. Rick will be here. And we're going to have giving away lots of gifts. And, of course, you know what that means. Your fun tales and tall tales and stories and poems. And so get creative and get thinking about that. That's next Sunday. We can do it by text. We can do it by phone call. So that's next Sunday with the Christmas spectacular. That's going to be super fun there. And, yeah, get out there. there, get fishing. Looks like some good fun weather. Everybody enjoy the Christmas season. Be kind to everybody out there with the busy season. Traffic's kind of crazy out there, especially around the malls.
Right.
Be very, very kind for sure. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday, 7 and 9 again. Bodan Vedas from Two Fish Jigs, and maybe Brandon. We'll see if he comes back.
Bodan's such a creative guy.
Yeah, Uncle Bodan's a character, yeah. And then the Christmas Spectacular next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, 1090 AM, and the Sports Grid Radio Network.